versus Ryan race pits the incumbent and former vice presidential candidate against Jeremy Ryan, known best for riding his Segway through the halls of the state capitol protesting the policies of Governor Scott Walker. But Jeremy Ryan says he's actually a true Republican, championing the policies of the Lincoln era GOP.
There was a time when progressivism and conservatism were this pretty much the same. And I think that our country can move forward. And I think if enough people hear about it, they'll agree that our country can move forward if we focus on similarities instead of differences.
But UW-Madison political scientist Barry Burden doubts Ryan is a true Republican and suspects he is a mischief maker. Still, Burden says the incumbent, Paul Ryan, could be vulnerable because he's focused more on promoting a national agenda.
And that's just very different from spending time back in the district, having town hall meetings, and dealing with constituent service requests and those kinds of things. I think it's sort of a distraction for him from the big politics of Washington. And that might be a place where Jeremy Ryan could get a little bit of leverage, a little traction.
Congressman Paul Ryan has paid little, if any, attention to his primary opponent. During a recent interview on Fox News, he talked only about his national plan to tackle poverty.
We ought to have aid that is customized to a unique person's problem so they don't have to go to all these various different welfare agencies and get these programs that actually disincentivize them to going to work.
One of the two Ryans will face the winner of the Democratic primary, which pits Rob Zurban against Amardeep Kaleka. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.